continued coverage of PSCU's member forum here in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Sean Rathjen from Consumers Credit Union. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing outstanding. And yourself?
Good. I'm doing great now. Now that you're here, we're all better. We're all
and
good
And the
now.
NFL draft, too.
I know. You can't beat it. My gosh. Which is higher on the priority scale? The NFL draft or the PSCU member forum?
There's more people at the PSCU member forum.
I think so, too.
I think it's a PSCU
I think so,
forum.
Too. We're going to bring
That's why the security's so high.
That's what I heard. Yeah, it's hard getting around here, you know? People are asking a lot of questions. So we'll bring some of those NFL people over here and show them how great PSCU is for sure. So, speaking of that, how's the show, how's the event going for you? I know we're just kind of starting out a little bit here, but how's it going so far?
It's going great. You know, this is our first member forum post-pandemic.
That's right.
You know, we have about 1,100 people here and about 400 virtual, which is absolutely incredible. But you know what's really special is, you know, having credit union people get back together and have conversations about things. There's so much energy and excitement in the room for having that opportunity. Yeah. So it's going great so far.
Wow, I had no idea that there were 1,100 people here. That's a huge number. That's a great number. My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of people, Las Vegas, you know, and so it's good to come out here and then see everybody in credit union land as well.
Yeah, we're a financial institution, so we can give out some credit cards so people have more money to gamble with.
There you go. Yeah. You're in the right place for that. Hey, let's talk about some PSCU success and growth here. So what do you see as a key to PSCU's ongoing success these days, especially as we're coming out of the pandemic, knock on wood, if there's some around here somewhere? So.
Yeah, you know, when the pandemic hit, you know, as a board member of PSCU, you know, we made a commitment to the organization and members to continue to invest in the business, even though we knew transactional levels were going to go down. Mm-hmm. We knew there would be some challenges with, you know, earnings. And so we invested in the business to really reduce member friction and to reduce employee friction in the back office. Mm-hmm. And so I think that unwavering commitment to our member credit unions and their members and the employees of those credit unions is really key to our success. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it is a huge differentiator. You know, being from a cooperative, you know, it's not about profit maximization. What it's really about is helping credit unions to succeed. And I think having CEOs of credit unions on that board of directors, we don't lose sight of how important PSCU is in enabling us to be successful in the payment space.
Right.
And I think that unwavering commitment and that focus on that allows us to prioritize things in a way to ensure that credit unions are successful long-term.
Yeah. And I think you brought up a really good point early on in your response about taking advantage of that time during the pandemic to kind of really kind of reevaluate things and kind of refresh things. Hit that refresh button.
Right.
So I think that was an ideal time to do that. And you guys come out, PSCU is coming out of this, hitting the ground running, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really proud. Like this past year, we had 12% revenue growth, which, you know, a lot of the players in the space in terms of the big players, you know, they're trying to get like 4%, 5%, 6%. And so that really proves to us as an organization that we're making the right decisions for our member credit unions. And if, you know, if we're growing revenue double digit, that means that our member credit unions are growing their revenue double digit through interchange and interest income and all of those things. Mm-hmm. And so it's a win-win situation.
Right. Yeah, their success is your success, or
absolutely.
Vice versa.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, and are you guys experiencing that at consumers at your credit union as well? Or
yeah, well, it, you know, the pandemic originally when it hit, I thought of to go back to 2009 and 2010.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was going to be a replay of that, and very surprisingly, it wasn't. You know, we've grown over $1 billion the last 2 years.
Well done. Well done.
And never expected that to occur. And interesting enough, you know, loan volume's been great. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, now with everybody, you know, out of the pandemic mostly, you know, we're seeing a lot of volume and activity and interchange revenue as it relates to debit and credit. And so one of the things that we do with PSCU is we partner on the Advisors Plus program, which, you know, any credit union that's out there that's a PSCU member, you really should be taking advantage of that, because those are consultants that all they do all day long is think about programs to drive growth for your debit and credit cards. And they're all turnkey. They can do all the marketing, they can do all the tracking. And the best thing about it is that they leverage successes of one credit union that started a unique kind of marketing program, and they bring it to you and say, would you like to try it? So it's the embodiment of the credit union spirit of, you know, people helping people, credit unions helping credit unions.
Yeah, and that collaboration.
The collaboration's awesome.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
No,
oh my gosh,
that's what's special about our industry.
Yeah, exactly. And that model just really breeds success, I think, because you kind of have this instant feedback mechanism, right?
Right.
So you can go, hey, this is working really well, or this isn't working really well. Let's make some tweaks, or let's make some changes so it does. So it's fabulous, fabulous stuff. So good stuff. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Or
You know, just a couple other things that I'd like to say is, you know, one of the big investments we made in the pandemic is, you know, we added over $100 million into Lumen Digital.
Oh,
and
did.
So
okay.
It's a new digital banking platform that it's absolutely gangbusters in terms of the growth that we've had. And that's enabling credit unions that partner with Lumen Digital to create a digital experience that's truly revolutionary. And you say, okay, well, why do you say that, Sean? Well, it's cloud native. Okay, there's a lot of applications get put in the cloud, mm-hmm. but cloud native is you're using that technology that's unique to the cloud, i.e. what Amazon uses, i.e.
right.
what Facebook uses,
yeah.
and we're leveraging it. And that investment in there is paying huge dividends as the number of clients is really growing. And the mm-hmm. last thing I'd like to say is, and I think it's really important, is, you know, the board of directors has committed to continuing to pay the dividend back to our member owners. So the more business our member owners give the cooperative, the higher the dividend they get back.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're thinking about a normal relationship with a vendor and a credit union, you know, there's some big players out there, I won't say their names, but if they have more business, they make more profit, it goes to their stockholders.
Right, right.
With us, it goes right back to those credit mm-hmm. unions. So it's once again, it's that example of mm-hmm. a wonderful win-win situation.
Yeah, you just reinvest that and keep that momentum going for
sure.
Hey, before I let you go, expectations for PSC, for the member forum. What expectations do you guys have? Because you got some great keynotes, obviously, some fantastic breakout sessions with great topics. Anything else? Any other expectations for you guys?
Well, I think it's going to be excellent for people to go to the showcase to be able to see what's the functionality that's out there currently that you can take advantage of, because, you know, now that we're out of the pandemic and we've got some nice growth going on,
mm-hmm.
we know we need to ensure that we optimize our digital experiences mm-hmm. for our members.
Oh, yeah.
So you can come here and actually see how that digital experience mm-hmm. will actually be for your members if you're able to take advantage of that technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm also excited about some of the sessions on disruption, innovation, on crypto, and faster payments, which is going to transform our industry over the next 5 years. So there's a lot to learn here, there's a lot to experience here, and there's a lot of things you'll be able to take back to your shops and figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of practical stuff here for sure that they're gonna that creators are certainly gonna benefit from. So good stuff. All right, Sean, well, I know you have a busy schedule. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here for a few minutes, and enjoy the rest of the show. All right,
sounds good.
Well done, sir.
All right,
well done.